U of I Extension Specialist Dr. Linda Schott discusses the differences between organic and non-organic fertilizers. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today.
Back before 50s or 60s, early ag, the farms in the U.S. were not that specialized. Everyone had some crops and some livestock. Producers were really great about integrating that animal manure back onto their crop ground to provide fertility because there's plant essential nutrients in manure and livestock waste products. But then our farms got really specialized, which allowed them to become more profitable, increase in scale, increase food production. There was a separation between the livestock producers and crop producers, and now there's a disconnect in using that manure as fertilizer. It's a lot easier to use inorganic fertilizer like urea or potash, things like that, because the exact chemical makeup, you know exactly how much you have to apply, whereas with livestock manure, you have to test it and know what's all in there. But there's a lot of value more than just the plant nutrients that's in manure, like carbon. So with the rise, you know, and the idea of soil health and regenerative ag, trying to bridge that gap again to show, especially our crop producers, what the value of manure is beyond just the nutrients, but also just reiterating the nutrient value so that we can spread out that manure a little bit more.
The value of manure, produced by the Ag Information Network.